The World This Week. Business.
Markets took fright at the British government's announcement of huge tax cuts. The cuts, laid out by Kwasi Kwarteng, the new Chancellor of the Exchequer, include reductions to payroll taxes, income taxes and stamp duty. Investors were perturbed by the amount of borrowing required to pay for the cuts, the biggest for half a century. Mr. Kwarteng had disregarded common practice by not asking the Office for Budget Responsibility, an independent watchdog, for its assessment. The Treasury tried to reassure markets by announcing that he would unveil a medium-term fiscal plan, but not until November 23rd. The markets will react as they will, said Mr. Kwarteng after producing his tax cuts. The pound was hammered, dropping briefly to its lowest level on record against the dollar. It also fell sharply against other currencies. The cost of British government debt soared. The yield on 10-year bonds rose to 4.3%, up by 1 percentage point over a week. Banks withdrew hundreds of mortgage products because of the uncertainty. Citing a material risk to Britain's financial stability, the Bank of England intervened. It said it would buy long-term government bonds for 13 days on whatever scale is necessary to restore orderly market conditions. The rout in British gilts was the most dramatic element of a wider sell-off in government bonds. Yields have been rising as the Federal Reserve talks tough on inflation. The yield on the US 10-year Treasury bond touched 4% before falling back. Stock markets also had a rollercoaster week. The S&P 500 fell to its lowest level in nearly 2 years, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average entered bear territory, where it reached 20% below its peak in January. The IMF urged Britain to re-evaluate the tax cuts. It said it was monitoring the situation and was engaged with the authorities, statements it would normally make when a developing economy faces a sudden crisis. The fund said it would not recommend introducing a large and untargeted fiscal package, given elevated inflation pressures. Sterling is not the only currency to have tumbled against the dollar this year. The euro and the yen have also fallen. The Chinese yuan dropped this week to a near 14-year low, threatening to break its trading range around the dollar, despite interventions by China's central bank. The Indian rupee sank to a new low. House prices in America rose by 15.8% in July year-on-year, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. In June, prices rose by 18.1%. The decline of 2.3 percentage points in the growth rate was the largest ever for the index. With interest rates on the rise, mortgage finance has become more expensive, which could see home prices continue to cool. America's Department of Transportation approved plans to develop infrastructure for electric vehicles in all 50 states and build a network of charging points covering 75,000 miles or 120,700 kilometers of highway across the country. Meanwhile, Hertz struck a deal with BP's EV charging business to build a network of stations for its rental cars. Hertz is aiming for 25% of its fleet to be electric by the end of 2024.